Namaste, welcome beautiful humans, to Rigor's Reflections Daily Quotes. Well, it's Monday, February 15th. Today we'll be starting a new set of quotes from this week's feature author, and that is Gautama Buddha. And our first quote for the week is going to go like so. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. Gautama Buddha. Well, that makes perfect sense, yeah? Let's read it one more time. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. All right, so Siddhartha Gautama, also known as Buddha, the enlightened or awakened one, was a spiritual leader and founder of Buddhism. Gautama was born in the royal family of Lumbini, Nepal, in 5th century BC. He spent his childhood in the laps of luxury. During childhood, some saints predicted that he would either be a renowned spiritual leader or a noble king. Despite losing his mother at a tender age, his father kept him away from worldly miseries. He grew up and led a happy family life until he came across a corpse, a hermit, an old man, and a sick person one day on a trip through the city. And this opened his eyes to the sorrows and sufferings of the world. Thus began the journey of self-discovery. After several years of meditation and contemplation, he sat under a tree where he finally attained nirvana. He understood the role of everything from a speck of dust to the heavenly bodies. He realized the deeper truths of lives and formed four noble truths and the Eightfold Path to preach his findings through this newly formed religion of Buddhism. He preached the true meaning of life and inspired his followers to control their desires, sins, and wrongdoings, to end their suffering as a means to attain mental peace. The thoughts and teachings propagated by Gautama Buddha are life-changing and still used today. And that's going to wrap it up for our Monday morning. As always, I want to thank you for listening, and I welcome any and all questions or comments. If you have a favorite author or a book you'd like to hear quotes from, please let me know. I'd be happy to include them. I hope you've enjoyed, and I wish each and every one of you a wonderful, beautiful, and mindful day. Good day.